Hello, hello everyone. Welcome on to Branded. This is the podcast that takes you behind the scenes and beyond the brand to give you the clarity and confidence to challenge the status quo and show the fuck up in your own life. I am so excited to be bringing you guys Alicia Harrison. Yay, Alicia. Thank you so much for being here.
I am so glad to be here. I love your intro music. It's just exciting. That's awesome.
I love it. You're like the third person that said that. They're like, I'm jamming out while the intro's going.
Right? I know. I was like dancing. I'm like, oh, good. Nobody can see me. And then I'm like, shoot, that's too bad. We should all be dancing together.
Exactly. Well, there is a new development with this podcast. You can actually see it streaming full video on Spotify, which is so cool. But it's also streaming to Facebook and YouTube as well. So if you're just listening and you want to actually see us, hop over to those channels. But let me introduce Alicia to you guys. She's one of my absolute favorite humans. I met her, gosh, what has it been, like 2 years now? We've known each other probably. We met in a coaching program and we kind of became fast friends. Alicia was always like in my inbox, Sarah, how do I do this thing? Because she's always on the move. Like she is in her business constantly. And honestly, really like an inspirational business owner. You are like, it's been really phenomenal to be able to witness your growth and to just be part of it too. So Alicia is the founder of Flip This Chick. It's a wellness system that it's really about helping women in their 40s and beyond and conquering the midlife weight gain. Like,
for sure.
Nobody wants it. So I don't want to talk too much because I want you guys to hear from Alicia. So can you give us a little rundown about who you are, what you do, and then dive into like what your own health journey looked like when you hit menopause?
Okay. Well, thanks for having me, Sarah. Yes, gosh, so many things have happened since we met. It's very exciting. And you've done such an amazing job to help me flip the script on my brand every time I needed to. So I've watched your brand develop and as well as mine. And it's really fun to be a part of that. So thanks for having me, first and foremost.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
I am Alicia Harrison. I'm a certified health coach, creator of the Flip This Chick method, which is a method that helps women to not only lose weight and get in shape, but change their mindset, change their own daily habits in a way that's simple enough that they can continue it long beyond the program. Because every weight loss program can help you for a few weeks. Your body will just lose weight because you changed something.
Yeah.
What we do different is we establish things that really feel good and we work with the end in mind and how you want to feel. Okay. And when you start feeling different just a few weeks in, you then really cement the changes you're making because you love how you're feeling. And that's what makes me really proud. And that's what we do at Flip This Chick. So, yeah, my background actually is, I have four boys and four and almost five grandkids. Those four boys kept me active and crazy all the time. But I also was a marathon runner. Mm-hmm. And this comes to tell you that from in my 40th decade, from 40 to 50, I actually ran 16 marathons and ultra as well. And when I turned 52, I was training for the ultra marathon and still put on 25 pounds.
Oh my gosh. You're like, what's happening?
Right, right. I was eating right. I was moving constantly. I'm like, wait, what's happening here? Right? Doing all the things that had kept me healthy for my whole life. And I was a personal trainer, ran the health clubs, things like that. So I knew the work. I went to college for exercise science. I knew the nutrition, and yet I put on weight and I'm like, this can't be right. And I'm like, I got to figure out what's happening here, because if it's happening to me, it's happening to everybody else. And they're thinking it's because of what they're not doing or what they don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's not. It's because our body needs something different at this phase in our life. And so I dug deep to go, okay, what can I change? What can I do different? And I took that journey and put myself through it And it took me 2 rounds of actually doing it and changing some things the second time around again to really cement the results and design this program as one that now is what it is. Okay. So, and of course, it's an ever living being as well, because every 8 weeks we begin a new program and we see what is working the best, what do we need more of, and things like that. So just like we change our brand every so often, I am so welcome to always evolving as we should, you know, as humans. And this 8 week round, we actually brought in an additional mindset coach, which is very exciting. She's someone who's been a part of the program in her own experience. So she can help dig deeper with the women to go, oh, I know what you're thinking. I thought that too, but here's what happened, you know? And so it gives them a bigger element to what we're really getting done. So I'm really proud of that. And my commitment to their success is to constantly be making those changes, however we need to find their success. And what happened is in the brand itself and the company actually developed because I ended up was working behind my desk doing operational things and suddenly got an email that said, hey, can you meet for an appointment at 4 o'clock? And I'm like, sure. And at 4:05, I no longer had a job. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And I sat at that desk every day, picking up my vision board and looking at it and looking at all the things I wanted to be doing other than this. Mm-hmm. And I was just putting in the time. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to develop this program. I can't wait to write this book. I can't wait to do all these things. And suddenly there was time and space for it.
The universe said, here you go.
Yeah. I'm like, So the year before, I can share that I had created a vision board in January. And by April, I had finished everything on it. So I had to make another one. I flipped it over and made the new one. So this was April 22nd when I got that email, and it was a Friday. By Sunday, when I'm talking about it with my dad, I'm like, you know, I think maybe I just needed the time and space and look. And then I looked at the vision board and I go, holy shit, I didn't put my job on it this year.
You just left it off.
I've done this, Dad. And he's like, good for you. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're flipping the script and this is it, you know? Yeah. And so I just catapulted because I didn't have a paycheck coming 2 weeks from that day. That was it. That day we're done. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I have 2 weeks to get myself the next paycheck. And I set the ball in motion and gave myself 1 week to create the website, create the actual PDF written program. I had worked with clients in the past in person, in the health club, you know, training clients. I had trained myself and done all these things for many years, but I had never written down the process. So I'm like, okay, Alisa, you got to write something down if you're going to make this a program. So I gave myself a week to create the website and create a program. And then the second week, I gave myself to find 5 clients because that's what it would take to replace the check I would have had the following Friday. And I did. They were all there and in place, and they launched the next Monday and, you know, did it again the next month. And I'm like, okay, we got this, you know? And so I just keep shifting and going, okay, we don't just need 5 people. Wait, what's happening? I shouldn't have said 5. Why did you say that? So now, you know, we have to say, and more, right? So then the universe brings us more, and that's what's happening now. And it's such a beautiful thing. And I really love it. I'm proud of the fact that it's turned into something more than just a weight loss program for women. Mm-hmm. They are, just changing how they feel. And yes, they're having great weight loss success, which is really cool. But having feeling better at this phase in our life when we start to feel like crap, because, you know, I'd go in my closet, and I'm sure many women do. You go in there and you pick something out and you put it on and it doesn't fit like it did before because you have this apple shape, right? And you can't order rompers. That was my thing. It stands out for me because I was like, what? These are a thing now and I can't wear them. And I was so frustrated. So yeah. you know, jumpsuits and rompers and all the cute things. And I'm like, oh, I can't wear that. So I had to shop in the store where the waist goes straight up and they don't have buttons. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So
yeah, it's frustrating. The little things you don't really think about sometimes until you're experiencing it. Right. And you're like, well, shit, I need help.
Yeah. It's only 1 pound at a time. Yeah. One notch in your belt at a time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then it adds up.
Yeah, it really does. I just had a conversation recently with somebody actually that is kind of going through her own health journey. And I was like, look, whenever I did my own wellness journey, it took 10 months. And when I was in the middle of those 10 months, it felt like forever. Yeah. But now I look back and I'm like, holy shit, I lost almost 50 pounds in 10 months and I've been able to keep it off. I mean, I've gained back probably like 10 pounds or so.
Right.
But it's like, this is where my body feels really good. Right. And I've been able to sustain that now for almost over 2 years. Mm-hmm. And those 10 months worth every day. Like, it was okay that it was just maybe 1 pound a week that I was dropping. And maybe some weeks there was nothing. But yeah, that's honestly what I love about your program and what you had said. Like, you recognized there was something for you that was missing. You're doing all the exercising, you're eating right, and yet something is still missing. And so instead of you guilting yourself into like maybe going into starvation mode or over exercising even more, you were like, no, I think it's actually just maybe my body needs something different. And then you took the time to actually figure out what it is it needed at that phase of life and then turning around and sharing it with other women and really like refining it, I guess is the way to say it. You're refining it every time you do this program. And I'm curious, actually, how frequently do you do like your own version of the 8-week program? Because obviously you're not going to do the 8-week program every single time, like with your clients, I wouldn't imagine.
Right. Well, so here's the thing, you know, your body shifts and changes and you want shifts and changes, right? You want constant progress. Well, I may not need to take off 25 pounds, but I want to get stronger. I want to get leaner. I want to be better all the time. And so I'm constantly checking in. And what I like to do, actually this January, we launched also a 12-month program. And so what I like to do with those gals that are in the program for the longevity of it, right, is in addition to that 8 weeks where we're, you know, we're kind of furiously getting things accomplished so that they see progress and they feel it and they're motivated and they're happy and they know change can happen. What happens as we have the time in that 12-month program to really settle in, then I like to help them see, you know what, we don't have to track our food every single day, but the first 3 days of every month, I want you to track it. And I don't want you to track it like get yourself and say, oh, these 3 days, I'm going to get back on track and do what I'm supposed to. I want you to track it like you're living it so that you can see what has shifted, what is different. So you catch yourself before it's too far out of hand, right? So that's what I do. That's what I do. Every time we change the calendar, we take 3 days to go, okay, track what I'm doing. Because if you're like, oh, I'm just going to have, you know, one little chocolate square. Okay. And I allow that for myself every day, to be honest, because there's magnesium in dark chocolate. Yep. There's purpose in that. And I like it and I plan for it. And so, but when that turns into, oh, I had one at lunch, but oh, I want one at dinner too. And then when it turns to, you know, we have something that's called a refeed day. It's not a cheat day. It's a day where you consciously plan for extra carbohydrates to boost your metabolism. Then like, okay, so I planned for that. Well, suddenly if you're doing that 2 days a week instead of 1 day a week, right, then it, you know, time goes by and all of a sudden everything's awry.
Yeah.
So, you know, by doing this kind of reset every month and actually going logging, like, okay, here's what I do. Then you can see where are you at. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's super smart. I really like that. And it's actually like it comes from a place of curiosity rather than judgment, where you're just saying like, okay, I'm just rolling into a new month. What are my habits that I'm doing right now? Because you're so right. If you don't pay attention, the habit that you're doing, which actually we're about to dive into habits. And so this is a perfect segue. But yeah, it's so right. If you don't pay attention, it will just start to become this subconscious action that you're taking. And before you know it, it's not one square of chocolate. You're having like half of the chocolate bar and you're like, what happened?
Right.
So, absolutely. Yeah, that's so smart. Yeah. So, okay. On the topic of habits, easier said than done, having good habits, right? Mm-hmm. Like we can all talk about all day long what we should be doing and what we can be doing, but healthy habits are hard to stick to sometimes. And I think a lot of it is just we've been conditioned for so long to kind of do things that aren't really healthy for our bodies. And also, I think to your point of having like being in a phase of life that you have never been in before. Right. Like if you're coming into your 30s, well, you've never been in your 30s before. Mm-hmm. If you're coming into your 40s and your 50s, you've not been there before and you don't know what your body is going to do in that age.
Right.
So I think it's really smart to reassess what actually is a healthy habit for that phase of life too. So can you give us some of your like top tips for how you stick to or at least bring back those healthy habits that you know work every time?
Yes. Absolutely. So first of all, habit stacking is critical. It is so great in really helping us to ingrain something new, because what habit stacking is you choose the new habit that you want to implement. Say that you want to go for a walk every morning, but you never have. Then you take your walking shoes and you set them next to the coffee pot if you are used to having a cup of coffee every day. And if you connect it to something you always do, then that new habit is easier to implement. Say that you want to take vitamins and you haven't done that in the past. Then you take your vitamin jar and set it right next to your toothbrush, because you're going to show up to brush your teeth. Okay. And so if you can stack a new habit with one already ingrained in your brain, then you're more apt to continue doing it. Now you got to remember to put the shoes there, right? So these new, you know, our phones that are attached to our body at all times is a great thing. We often, what we do in our program is set alarms in your phone. And a lot of people don't realize you can go right in there and under the label marker, you can actually type in what you want it to say. Mm-hmm. And so instead of just going off, it'll pop up and it'll say, go for a walk. It'll say, take your vitamins. It'll say, drink your protein shake. It'll say, go to bed. It'll say all the things. And so those are some of the ways we also implement a reminder. And then, you know, if you want to drink a glass of water before you drink your coffee every day, because it's better to have that first, take your cup and set it on the coffee pot. So you're like, oh, that's right. Drink water while that's after I turn that on. Right. Mm-hmm. So you're drinking that. So if we can habit stack and set in reminders, we're more apt to be successful in executing those. And over time, those habits turn into brushing your teeth, you know, now suddenly, of course you drink a glass of water when you get up in the morning, there's no question. And then once those new habits settle in, you can start adding the next new habit, because that other one doesn't seem different anymore. Mm-hmm. So sorry, my light's going kind of crazy.
It's okay. And I think, you know, habit stacking is so, so smart. I've done this before where you're right. Like if I know I need to do something, I will grab like whatever it is I need and I will almost like block the thing that I want, right? Like if I want the piece of chocolate, but I know I need to take like some sort of supplement first or whatever, you know, drink my greens, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I will actually put it in front of something else, like how you said the water in front of the coffee pot. Cause it's just, we get in so like these subconscious habits and actions that we take. And I think it's important to just be like, let's be a little more intentional about the actions we're taking throughout the day. And one that I struggle with is exercising and like getting out. I don't know. I love to move my body, but I love to do it in a really organic way. Like, for example, at the time of this recording yesterday, my husband and I, we planted our entire garden, our like raised garden bed that we had. We hauled like 70 bags of dirt. We're, you know, digging up holes. We're doing all the things. Like, I felt amazing after like the end of the day.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God, I need to move my body more. But that's like, I don't really love going to the gym. I love doing stuff like that. And so I have to think about those kinds of things and be like, well, what is something I could do today that I'm going to move my body? And then I need to like really implement it in a way that's like you said, it's putting it in the forefront of something I'm already doing, like sitting at my desk all day long.
Well, and here's a thing. If you can create a reward that benefits what it is you are doing to that. So for instance, for the gals in the program and myself who work from home and we're at our desk all day, what sometimes we do in order to get a strength training workout in, because let me tell you, that is what we have discovered is the primary objective at this phase in our life is getting in strength training to create muscle. Muscle-centric medicine is now a thing. Thank you. They are finding that it not only helps you obviously to shape and define your body, but and increase your metabolism, but it actually helps your body to stay healthier. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important. So we implement that in the Flip This Chick program and show them how to do it simply and easily, and either going to the gym or at home. We have both workout types inside the program. But another element to that is that we say, hey, you know what? If you don't have the time to do a full workout, you know, yes, going for a walk is great, but the strength is what I want you to focus on. I want you to find the time. Maybe you set your alarm for 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. and do 10 minutes of strength, where say you had six exercises you would do if you went and did that workout. Do two of them consecutively, just alone, like the four sets of those two exercises, so that those two were effective, because the other muscles don't know you didn't do all six of them together, right?
True.
Now, if you don't do the walk all in one slot, that's different, because your body starts to set in the cardio and the progress in that. I want you to stick that all at once. But if you're doing this strength workout, you can split it up. And if you do get up and move, and you will actually have better clarity in your work for the next few hours. So now it's purposeful. Okay. Not just, oh, I want to lose some weight and I want to feel better. I want to look better. What? No, now it's so you do your job better.
Yeah.
So if you can start understanding the cause and effect and how it benefits something else, you can justify doing it. Because as women and as moms and all that, unless it's for somebody else, we'll put it at the back burner.
Yeah.
Right? It's true.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm often finding ways with my clients, and what is important to you? Are your kids important? Okay. Then we're working on this and we're talking about how we need to show them when they're 40 or 50, we want them to put themselves first. So unless we show them that, they're not going to see it.
Right. It's so true how you frame it. It really does make a huge difference. And like you had just said about sitting at the desk and set the alarms. I mean, I still have to set alarms sometimes to drink water, to like, if I have a super busy day, I will set alarms to like eat in the middle of the day, drink some water. Cause if I don't do that, and I even have like at 12 o'clock every day, it says eat and meditate. It says it every day at noon. I don't always do it.
Right.
But at least I'm alerted of it. And I'm like, okay, I'm aware. Let me at least take maybe not a full hour, but let me take 20 minutes. Like,
They say as little as 2 to 10 minutes of direct sunlight a day is enough vitamin D exposure to help change your mood. So if all you have is 2 to 10 minutes to walk outside and put your direct sunlight on your skin, you can change something. Yeah. And so those simple shifts, get up from your desk and go do that. Have purpose with it. It can make a really big difference. You know, this morning, I had several client calls today, and one gal, we actually mapped a plan. I had her take a sticky note and write, grab your protein shake. And she put it on her computer screen because she's like, oh, you know, I hop on my Zoom meeting every day at 10 a.m. Okay, let's make sure you're not starting it without that sitting next to you so you can have it if you haven't already had the time to get it in. right? So she's like, oh, perfect. We've got to set up those reminders and set ourselves up for success. Because what we haven't been doing isn't going to suddenly appear as easy unless we make the effort. Right.
I love that you customize your approach with everybody. Like you have these client phone calls and you're talking to them about their life and like literally, mm-hmm. what does your day-to-day look like? And let's mm-hmm. carve out these healthy mm-hmm. habits that then create the healthy lifestyle. That's so cool. I would actually really like you to expand upon because you're kind of rounding out a little mini series on women's health that I was doing mm-hmm. with some other women. And we've talked about like the importance of eating protein with one of our other guests, strength training versus cardio training. And I actually want to touch on this a little more because I do think that it's a topic that not enough women are like fully believing, right? Because I think as women, a lot of us, we are told like we should be on the exercise bike, we should be running on a treadmill, we should be out like doing insane amounts of cardio. But I have really learned that the opposite is kind of true, that cardio is so much more of a stressor, especially at this phase of life versus strength training.
Right. At this phase in life. Right. So as a personal trainer, when I was training clients that were in their 20s and 30s, and even early 40s, it depends on how your body's responding, that high intensity interval training, HIIT training was mm-hmm. a thing. And it is so efficient. It is fantastic. But there's a time in your life when your body decides and the cortisol is going to start elevating, and that is perimenopause or full menopause. But when you start noticing that whatever those workouts were that you were doing, going to a class, going for a run, doing that cycling or whatever it is, if suddenly you're like, I don't understand, like it's harder to button my pants. If you start noticing weight standing in your middle more than it used to, mm-hmm. that's when you need to make a shift. I don't ever say it's this age or that age because everyone's different. It might not hit somebody till they're like 56. It might hit someone at 36. That is, you know, perimenopause can start as early as your late 30s. Mm-hmm. And some don't see any signs of it until their late 50s. Mm-hmm. So it's not that every 40-year-old shouldn't be doing HIIT training. If it's working for your body, it's fine. But when you start to notice you are exhausted from it instead of energized from it, mm-hmm. when you start to notice your waist is maintaining this extra fat, when you start to notice distractions and not sleeping and all those shifts that our bodies make because our hormones are changing, that's when you need to reach out to flip the script and check on this program, because that's when the change needs to happen and you need some different input on what to do. And mm-hmm. that is where strength training plays a better role. Going for a nice walk with a neighbor or talking on the phone with a friend while you're out for a walk, going to a yoga class or doing that meditation you were talking about, those really beautiful things that make your life feel better is what plays a better role for us at this stage. And then it reserves our energy to really lift heavy weight. Mm-hmm. I want you picking up some heavy shit because that is going to get results. When you demand change and you challenge your body, it will change it. Mm-hmm. If all you do is show up and you're like, oh yeah, I went to the gym and you pick up a few pounds, or you're at home and you have that 3-pound weight that they used to show people, they're cute, they're pink or green. And you're like, yeah, I do weights every day, or I walk with some weights. Uh-huh. You know what? Don't bother. Just do the walk and do the weight. Do them separate so that you can do them well. Okay. That is what's going to bring the best progress. And it is strength training. You know, I like to reference Mel Robbins. She's an incredible author and motivational speaker. She, we follow one of her books in part of our program, actually, the 5-second rule. But she did a podcast with Dr. Danielle Lyons. And I'm saying it specifically because I actually want your audience to look it up and listen. This podcast, is amazing. She wrote the book Forever Strong. The book goes into lots of the science depth, but this is the first time we finally see a doctor talking about muscle-centric medicine, a doctor talking about protein, a doctor talking about how it can actually change your life by doing these things, and you can take control of your own health in things you have control of. And it's such a relief to finally see this happening. Like, I'm like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so tune into that podcast, because the book is pretty long. It was even hard for me to listen to. It's like 10 hours. The podcast, she summarizes it, and it'll explain to you why you need to reach out and why we need to get these things implemented, because she will explain the science behind it. And it's really cool.
We'll track down the podcast and put it in the show notes for you guys, so you can check it out. Because yeah, that's definitely something I want to listen to. I just find it so fascinating how, you know, especially as women, they're like, oh, I don't want to get bulky. So they're not going to pick up a heavy weight. They're not even going to think about it, because they just relate a 45-pound weight to bulky muscle. And it's right. If you're going to get bodybuilder style muscle, you're intentionally like eating like a bodybuilder, and you're exercising very differently. And, it's so fascinating how you were saying, like, the muscle centric science and just how the muscle works. Like, it's so fascinating. And this is really like, of course we want to look and feel our best, but this is really about aging gracefully, aging well, slowing down the aging process, right? Like, we don't want to be creaking and popping as we're like getting up and down from the toilet. I mean,
And we do also talk and learn a bit about collagen and what role that plays, having magnesium, how significant that is. That helps your brain to fire, your muscles to recover, getting vitamins B and C, a few things that really do implement that. But I say, instead of aging gracefully, I say we kick it in the ass and go have some fun.
Yes, I know. I love it. I mean, I feel younger now than I ever have. Like, my body used to hurt all the time. Granted, I was like a competitive athlete, and I was literally like torturing my body back in the day, which, as a marathon runner, I'm sure you can relate.
But that's what a lot of people think needs to happen in order to be fit. And it's not. And, you know, we look at shifting the nutrition to really mastering your macros. And I don't want to throw that in there, as somebody doesn't understand what that is. Macros are just simply the protein, carbs, and fat of food. The micronutrients are the vitamins in them. So as we master that and say, how much protein do you need? What carbs do you need? Not just tracking them as macros, but knowing which ones you need to have. Because just using MyFitnessPal, for instance, and sliding it over to macros and keeping track of them as macros doesn't mean you're getting the right ones. You need to speak to someone to find out, how much protein do I need? Where do I need to put my macros at? And it's different in this phase of our life, because we need more protein, like dramatically more protein than the typical American diet gets, like 45 to 65 grams of protein a day. And most of my clients are getting between 120 and 140 grams of protein a day. The goal is 1 gram of protein per pound of your ideal body weight, what you should be for your height and size and effort that you're putting in. And when you talked about getting bulky, you would need to have 2 grams of protein for every pound in order to build big muscle. So it's not possible to bulk up. So we're not doing that.
It's not going to happen by accident.
No. You are purposefully not only lifting heavier weight so that it challenges your body, but you're pounding in all that protein so that your muscle gets bigger. So it's not even a thing. You know, shaping and toning and having energy stored in those muscles is what our goal is.
Oh, 100%. And yeah, I was shocked to like learn that the protein I should be getting is over 100 grams of protein a day. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I would never have guessed that. And it's crazy to know it. But yeah, one of my good friends who did a podcast episode recently, and she was talking about strength training versus cardio. And she used to be a vegan for a very long time. And she said, like, how she remembers how her body was and how it is now and how much stronger and healthier she feels now that she eats protein. And it's not that it has to always be animal protein, but that right. she is very intentional about her protein intake as one of the mm-hmm. most important aspects of her nutrition yeah. as a whole. And she's like, it's insane. And my hair is better than it's ever yeah. been. And mm-hmm. this is coming from like a super thinning out phase. And mm-hmm. she, yeah, it's just mm-hmm. insane how
mm-hmm. you have more energy. You don't yeah. have cravings. It gets rid of your cravings. It like, it's just amazing because if your body gets what it needs, it'll not only not have cravings, but it'll get rid of what it doesn't need. And what it doesn't need is belly fat.
Yeah.
So get the protein. It'll help you ditch the belly fat.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's one of the things I noticed the most whenever I got really intentional about what I eat as far as protein intake and good fibers. And like, mm-hmm. if I want a piece of fruit, I'm going to have an actual piece of fruit. I'm not going to have a watered down version that's like a juice or right. a powder or any of that, because there's like additives in it most mm-hmm. likely. And mm-hmm. also you lack and lose a lot of the minerals and vitamins that are actually in the fruit itself. Like you eat an apple, you're getting so much more fiber than if you drink something that's apple. Like
right.
the difference is huge.
And your body best absorbs nutrients through food. Mm-hmm. So rather than tons of supplements and smoothies with stuff in them, you know, eating the real solid whole food is really the priority. We do use some protein shakes in addition, just so we can get that. And I recommend that, you know, you have those shakes be vegan, just not to introduce too much extra dairy, because dairy sometimes can bother someone's stomach. But it doesn't matter. You can have whatever serves you. We just make sure that it help. It is the right measure of the protein, carbs, and fat that you need. And, you know, you just balance your whole day. It is what we do at Flip This Chick is an individualized program. So every woman is saying, oh, here's what I usually have. I'm like, okay, cool. So if that's what you eat, then here's a little shift. And they're like, oh, I don't have it. You're not just going to tell me everything to eat. I'm like, no, we're going to talk about what you usually do eat. And then I'm going to help you see where to make shifts. Like, you know, instead of an apple, have some blueberries or raspberries. Right. They're just less sugar and they have great antioxidants. So, you know, oh, okay. So I'm not saying what you can't have. We're talking about what you already have and how we can make it different. Instead of a chicken thigh with 19 grams of fat and 19 grams of protein, we'll have a chicken breast that has 54 grams of protein and only 8 grams of fat.
Yeah.
I'm like, same 4 ounces.
Yeah.
Right. So we're like, right. So that's what I'm talking about, is just making simple shifts so that they feel like it's actually doable, because the only thing you're going to do is something doable.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. An overwhelmed mind will just do nothing. And especially when it comes to weight management of any sort. I mean, if it's too complicated, and then it just automatically feels unattainable. And so I love how approachable you make it and how you customize the experience for everybody. I think it really speaks to the success that you have in your program. And honestly, not even just the weight loss success, which of course becomes a benefit, but you actually shared a story with me a little while back about how someone like wasn't able to even walk like around the block of where they lived. What was that story again? Share a little bit of some other benefits aside from weight loss when you really get.
This is amazing. Yeah. So I had a client who began and she lived in Arizona at the time. That's significant. You'll hear in a second. She started the program and through COVID had put on 100 pounds in just a year and a half. And, you know, she's like, there's no way I can even start with a 30-minute walk that you asked me to do. She goes, I can't walk 5 minutes. And I'm like, okay, well, you have a pool in your community, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, can you just go over to the pool and get in there and just walk in your pool for a few minutes? And she's like, yeah, of course. That's no big deal. I'm like, cool. Do that. Just go in there every day, just for however long you want. But whenever you're in there, just walk up and down. Okay. And then you let me know how long you did it. And she's like, okay. And I go, just tell me. So every week she'd say, oh, you know, I did 20 minutes. I did 30 minutes. She did this for 3 weeks. And remember, the program's 8 weeks long. So in the third week, she had to relocate because it's summertime back to Minnesota. And she was really nervous. She's like, I'm not going to have a pool up there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm able to do this walk because I'm in the pool. And I'm like, okay, I just want you to go out for 5 minutes. Like, just walk for 5 minutes. Just go out there like we did before and just start with 5 minutes. She's like, all right, fine. And I'm like, all I need is you showing up at the same time you used to so that we have the habit ingrained and we will work from here. We start with where you're at. Mm-hmm. And so she went out, she came back and she called me and she goes, I did 40 minutes. I could walk the whole time. I didn't have any pain in my knees. I was fine. I felt good. I'm like, holy crap. Look, her body was getting the support it needed without pain in that pool and in the water. So she had the progress because her body was actually doing the exercise, but she wasn't feeling the impact, right? So she was taking off weight over those 3 weeks. She was conditioning her body and muscles to do the movement that then she was fine. She ended up losing 40 pounds in 8 weeks.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
She did.
That's amazing.
And took off another 10 the following few months. And then she came in the program again and went and then went back out and she has not gained any back. And she's another like 20 pounds off and just stays off there. And, you know, it's like amazing. It's yeah. So
that's honestly, really, that's, I think, one of the most impactful aspects of a wellness program is, like you said in the beginning, it's not really about losing the weight. That will happen all by itself when you really pay attention to what feels good for your body, the foods that make you feel good, and paying attention, like, okay, if I ate this thing and I feel lethargic, maybe I don't eat that thing again. Like, right, paying attention to those kinds of things and then making those super simple swaps, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. So impactful.
Also, a lot of reframing needs mm-hmm. to happen most often. Too often, what's happening in the back of our mind is overwhelming us and we're not doing the things because of, you know, the self-talk we're having. And so a lot of our program also is helping to shift that, whether it's listening to audiobooks or that podcast or something like that, or practicing actual reframing techniques. It depends. Everybody's different. So I don't have to tackle that with some, and we have to really work hard on it with others. And mm-hmm. so that's why I really do just dive into each person. We meet weekly for accountability as a group, which is great. And then I share foundational information, and that's how we start our Mondays, because we never miss a Monday to just show up for ourselves. And so that's when we meet. And then the clients each choose their own one-on-one session throughout the week. And that's where we sometimes do a workout together, sometimes look at their pantry together, sometimes get on the macros app and work together in what they're planning and things like that. But, you know, we really do just say, hey, what do we have to do to get this week successful for you? And then week after week, they turn into really solid, healthy habits. Because the goal is not to have a successful 8 weeks, but to feel better so the next phase of life can be your best phase of life. And that's my commitment.
100%. Oh my gosh. You forget that mic drop moment right there. That was perfect. Like, wrap that up in a bow. That was so good. Yeah. And that's why I love working with you, because you are so passionate. And so it's been such an honor to have you as a client, have you as a friend. Like, it's just been so great. So as
well, you saved my life a lot. Let's just say
that. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to be able to support you in your business and like mm-hmm. helping it, you know, be streamlined and all the things that you need. It's honestly been a really fantastic relationship. But you guys, Alicia is being super duper generous to all of the Social Jane like branded audience. You know, anybody listening to this episode, no matter where you are, if you hear this, this is for you. She is offering $100 off her 8-week program, the Flip This Chick program that we were just discussing throughout this episode. If anything, go learn more at flipthischick.com. We'll put everything in the show notes for you guys, but you get $100 off with code SOCIALJANE. So don't sleep on that. Mm-hmm. And then she's also going to give you guys a free resource. And we briefly kind of touched on this, but it is also a full like booklet of how to create healthy habits. And it's like a mini challenge. So in 6 weeks, you can create some healthy habits, and there's just some like top tips. So you'll see something like this when you click on it and go to download. And Alicia, is there anything you'd like to share as we sign off today?
No, I am grateful to be here. I'd be excited to work with your audience. And, you know, we have both a Facebook community, Flip This Chick, and an Instagram that you can follow. If you're just wanting some real quick workouts to know, we do workouts in there. I share those as well as recipes and things like that. But the Instagram's line is fitover50.flipthischick. And that's not because you need to be over 50 to follow it. It's because I'm over 50. And that's what that's about. But of course, flipthischick.com, they can find me there. And we even have an Etsy shop, so you can get lots of fun stuff. We are everywhere. And the next exciting thing happening is that I'm writing the Flip This Chick Method book, and that will be out this summer. And so that's really exciting. It'll be a tangible process in their hands so that they can be flipping the script no matter where they're at. So
I love that. Yeah. Alicia, you are like such an inspiration as a business owner and as just a woman in wellness, right? Like, I love your point of view on this, and more women need to have you as their support system. So you guys reach out, take advantage of these incredible resources that Alicia is sharing with you, and we'll see you on the next show.
Bye. Catch you on the flip side. Thank you so much for listening to Branded, the podcast. Please rate and review. And for more information, visit socialjanemedia.com. I'll see you soon.